we're in a very good place. We have a good group of boys, and fairness, they've put on a big shift there now, and we're just looking forward now to Sunday.
Tell me about your preparations and when they began and how you got this team together, because it's not a new squad. A lot of them have played minor and under 16 before, maybe also one or two even under 21.
First and foremost we've got a management team, we got that together first. Gary got appointment, probably got the backroom team together, then we got a good enough backroom team organisation. We've had a big emphasis getting, you know, a goalkeeper, and you know yourself, we've got now goalkeeping's coming now. We've got Michael Boyle involved, and then we looked about getting a defender, and we've got Eamon McGee, nobody better than Eamon. And then the forward coach, we went for Ropes, and
that's Brian Roper.
Brian Roper, and just to give it a balance, and just, you know, have people just doing specific things with them, with the group. And fairness, me and Gary's been about for a while, and we're sitting back and just watching the boys in action as well, which is good, and learning things. Then you know, as toward the players, getting the players together, we just went through the 2016. We had trials, 2016 team and 2015 team, or 2017 minor team. And I was involved with the 17s myself last year, so I was able to get that group. We had trials as well, and we got it. I think we're through over 100 players we looked at, and we got it down now. We're down to 31 players.
So then we got down to training, did you?
We're down to training, then we strength and conditioning. Liam Paul Ferry's over strength and conditioning, so he's involved in that there, and he's been leading that out, and getting programs together. We listen, you know, Donegal, how big a county it is, and then we had people away in college and trying just to get everybody on the same wavelength, and everybody had their own programs, and we're just trying to get our own specific program across to them, and thank God we got that sorted out, and so Liam Paul's been looking after all that side of things, and then we got the training, then we were training in Convoy. Fortunate enough, we got Convoy, and we're happy enough up there. So,
and you've kind of come in under the radar, very low key build up.
Maybe the under 20 competition's been a low key, Tom. I don't think we've really kept anything down or anything to get there. I think under 20 as a whole, there's not much articles in the paper. I think their launch the last day was, we were actually surprised that their launch was very low key as well. So I don't think the whole competition might be low key. As opposed to the way...
An afterthought, is it?
I just think it is, Tom. You know, even the way of putting it there, as I was saying earlier on, about the competitions in the middle of between the two exams, leaving third and third level, and then the month of April was for clubs. You know what I mean? It doesn't make much sense. And maybe that's why it's coming under very low key, because maybe the higher people are just don't want to speak about it.
Having said that, you know, Sunday's game is going to be high profile. It's going to be the curtain raiser to the Donegal Derry senior game.
Aye, that's something the boys are looking forward to too, you know, to get on before the seniors. You know, that's supposed to do that with the minors. Both teams will be calving the same. They've been playing under the minors, so it'll be good. That's good to play. Hopefully, we'll have a big crowd in Donegal following us now, and that's what we're looking forward to.
And tell me about the squad. As you mentioned, obviously a lot of the 2016 on minor team that reached the All Ireland semi final, last year's minor team, and the last couple of under 17 teams as well.
Listen, as we said, we have a good crop of players, you know, on that team, and you know the two boys here, Mark and Patter, have been the 2016 team.
Yeah.
Mark Curran and Patter Mogan. And we have Jason McGee and Enda McCormick. A couple of boys in from the minor team last year, Oisin Gallen, Luke Gavigan, you know. And we have probably Peter McEnough on the under-17s. That's just a couple of names to come to mind from last year's team, under-17s. So that's the kind of group of we have, you know.
Obviously, there's no minor league or no under-20 league. I know maybe there's probably one or two subsidiary competitions, but have you got much game time?
No, that's the problem, Tom. Listen, as I was saying, it's just no league. At least in the minors, you have a league, and you can try out players in different positions and try different oppositions, what you want to do, and look at other teams as well. Like, we're going to come on blind. We're just trying to get a bit of knowledge on Cavan. They'll probably be the same in us. You're just coming on blind, as the man would say. And it's just been, you know, really the competition is kind of, as you said, it's been an afterthought, you know. And you know, a league, the post in under 21s, there was no league thing to it, but at least it was run off. And,
well, you know, the Hastings Cup, you had a couple of tournaments.
That you could enter, you know. All right, you would have got a bit of football, if you know what I mean. But not the under 20s, you know, we didn't get much work done that way with games and stuff like that there. But we've played a lot of in-house games among ourselves, and hopefully that'll bear fruit now on Sunday.
And tell me, obviously, it's been a busy time for the players between colleges and club football and everything. I'm sure there's a few knocks hanging about as well.
Ah, there is, Tom. There's, you know, there's a few niggles, definitely. And opposing, when you're involved in football, there's always been niggles. But hopefully on Sunday, we'll get the best team out on the pitch on Sunday. And listen, all the boys are looking forward to it now. And suppose them wee niggles will go away, you know, the week before the game. The normal everybody, there's no million people up.
Have you any serious concerns?
Well, Enda McCormick and Jason would be
Jason McGee.
Yeah, I think the game's come too early for them, and I wouldn't expect them to be available this weekend.
Yeah, because Jason hasn't probably played any club or county since maybe back in first game of the league against Kerry.
That's correct. He hasn't played no league football with Clonilly. He's played, as you say, that's the last time he's played football. He's been working away in a rehab and trying to get himself sorted out, you know, and he's been in the pitch and he hasn't joined the group yet. So that's why I'd be thinking he wouldn't be available for game time this week.
Yeah, so, and same with Enda.
And Enda's he got injured earlier on the season with the seniors. He was up with the seniors and he was carrying the knock, and then it eventually it got too bad that he just couldn't able to train, so he's been on a boot for the last eight weeks. He got the boot off last week, but like, he has nothing done, you know. He's doing back running himself, you know, on the side of the pitch, but he's not with the group.
Yeah. So maybe available to come on, but hardly likely on like to start.
I don't even think he'd be available to come on because he's nothing done, Tom, you know. And you know, it's a one-off game, and if you get beat, but listen, he hasn't the work done. He's, as I said, he was in a boot. He's a lot of stuff to do to try and get himself up, because in fairness, the boys have been put through the mill and they're in good shape. But we'll see how Sunday goes.
Tell me, what's the goal, the ambition for this under 20 team?
Oh, listen, Tom, listen, we wouldn't be involved unless we wanted to win something, you know. In fairness, we feel this group of players can win something. We'll try and get started with Cavan first. Like, they're going to be a big obstacle. Like, they have been in McCrory Cups and they have been going well as the minors as well. They got to the All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry, so this is a good team, this Cavan team. So we will take one game at a time, Tom, and we'll see where it takes us. But we have aspirations of winning, yeah.